Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know how much we love diving deep into the stories behind, well, everything, and a bunch of you wanted to know more about Valentine's Day.
A great topic.
So we're ditching the chocolates and roses for a bit and digging into the real history of this holiday.
Yeah.
Get ready, because it's a lot more interesting than those heart-shaped boxes might lead you to believe.
It definitely is. I mean, I was surprised too, you know, when I started researching.
Really?
Yeah. What we think of as this modern romantic holiday actually goes way, way back.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
It all starts in ancient Rome.
Rome, gladiators and emperors and Valentine's Day. I don't see the connection.
Well, it wasn't about love letters and candlelit dinners back then. It was a festival called Lupercalia, held on February 15th.
Lupercalia, huh?
Yeah, it was all about fertility and purification, but we're talking animal sacrifices, rituals, definitely not the Valentine's Day vibe we know now.
Oh, that's a pretty drastic difference.
Right. So how did we go from that to Valentine's Day? Well, we can thank Pope Gelasius I. He decided to shift the focus, moving the celebration to February 14th and making it about St. Valentine.
St. Valentine. Okay, so is that where the name comes from?
Exactly. But there's a little twist. There wasn't just one St. Valentine.
Wait, what? Multiple St. Valentines?
Oh, yep. Several figures with that name, each with their own stories. But the most popular one, the one most associated with the holiday, well, he was a Roman priest.
A priest. Okay, what did he do?
This Valentine, he was living during the reign of an emperor who had banned marriages for young soldiers.
Interesting.
But this Valentine, he believed in love, you know. So he defied the emperor and secretly performed weddings for these soldiers.
Wow, that's taking a stand for love.
It was. Unfortunately, it got him into trouble. And, well, he was executed on February 14th. Talk about a dedicated romantic.
Wow, that's a powerful story. From a wild festival to a defiant priest, Valentine's Day's origins are definitely not what I expected.
Right. But we're still missing something. Those romantic gestures, the poems, the cards.
Yeah, where did those come from?
For that, we jump ahead to 1415. Picture this. Charles, Duke of Orleans, imprisoned in the Tower of London, writes a poem to his wife. This poem, it's considered the earliest known Valentine's message.
From prison. A love letter from prison shaped Valentine's Day.
It did. It shows how the desire to express love, even in difficult circumstances, has been around for centuries.
And speaking of expressing love, we can't forget Cupid.
Of course. But he's more than just a cute cherub with wings and arrows.
Oh, I know. He's the Roman god of love, right?
Well, sort of. His roots actually go back to the Greeks. They had Eros, the god of love and desire, with his magical arrows that could make anyone fall in love.
Ah, so the Romans just adopted him and renamed him Cupid.
Exactly. They kept the arrows and the love connection, just gave him a Roman makeover.
Clever. So we've got ancient festivals, a rebellious saint, a love letter from prison, a powerful god of love. But how did we get to the Valentine's Day cards we know today?
Those cards really took off in England in the 1800s. Cupid's image, hearts, flowers, it all became part of the design.
I see. And wasn't there an American who played a big role in this?
Absolutely. Esther A. Hallin, inspired by a British Valentine, started creating her own elaborate cards in the 1840s.
Ah, and that's where the mass production of Valentine's cards began.
Exactly. She's actually known as the mother of the American Valentine.
So all those heart-shaped cards with lace and poems, we have her to thank.
We do. But, you know, Valentine's Day isn't all about romance everywhere. In some parts of the world, it's a broader celebration of love.
Oh, that's right. I read about that. It's like a Friends Day, right?
Yep. Finland and Estonia, they celebrate Valentine's Day as Friends Day, appreciating all kinds of love, not just the romantic kind.
I love that. A day to show love for friends, family, everyone. That actually fits perfectly with what we always talk about here.
It does. Valentine's Day can be about so much more than just romantic love.
Exactly. But let's be real, we can't talk about Valentine's Day and not mention chocolate.
True. And that's where marketing comes in. Richard Cadbury, back in 1861, had this brilliant idea to package his company's chocolates in heart-shaped boxes.
So Valentine's Day chocolate is really just a brilliant marketing ploy.
Well, it was a smart move. It worked, didn't it? Valentine's Day and chocolate have been linked ever since.
I guess you're right. It's amazing how Valentine's Day is this mix of ancient traditions, romantic stories, and a bit of marketing magic.
It really is. And thinking about its history, it makes you wonder, what will Valentine's Day be like in the future? Will we see a shift back to simpler expressions of love? Will Friends Day become more widespread?
It's fascinating to think about. What do you think the future holds for this holiday? Let us know your thoughts. We've had so much fun exploring the crazy history of Valentine's Day, and we hope you did too.
It's been a great deep dive.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, no matter how you celebrate, spread the love.
Absolutely.
Until next time.